Howdy, folks.
Howdy, Rosie.
Howdy, Bing. You got a Melody missile you'd like to put into orbit for General Electric light bulbs and Fels and Company?
I don't know if I want to go that far.
You don't want to?
Melody.
Yes.
I've got a little thing here that's kind of a small little shot in the arm. Stand back now. I'll just kind of give it a little poof.
This can't be love, because I feel so well. No sorrows, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes. Oh, how I love to look in your eyes.
Now, let's see. What's next on the program for General Electric? Lighting recipes. What do you know about lighting recipes, Rosie?
Lighting recipes, Bing?
That's what it says here. Stands right here, lighting recipes. What do you suppose it means, huh? Setting fire to a cookbook? Hey.
Oh, no, Bing. It means...
Don't, now, wait. Don't tell me. Let me guess. Let's have some laughs here.
Do lighting recipes mean reading a restaurant menu by the light of a flaming shish kebab?
You're getting warm, Bing.
Something's warm.
Lighting recipes is General Electric's expression for how much light you need for reading and homework and cooking and how to get it.
Ah, yes. It all comes back to me now. Hmm. They got a free booklet on this, haven't they, Ken?
Sure have, Bing. It's called See Your Home in a New Light.
Oh, this sounds GE lightful, Ken. How do I get one?
Oh, it's easy. You just send a postcard to GE Bulbs, care of this station, and ask for lighting booklet. You got that?
I got it. Right, GE Bulbs, care of this station, ask for lighting booklet. But say, Ken.
Yeah, Bing?
I got a GE lighting recipe of my own.
What's that?
Well, if you want to get better light in places where you just couldn't get it before, you get some of these new, smaller, brighter General Electric 100-watt bulbs. They're no bigger than a 60-watt. They give more light than 260s for only 100 watts worth of current. Don't ask me how. I couldn't handle that. And they fit in lamps and fixtures where you just couldn't squeeze a 100-watt bulb in before, no how.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you write. I memorize every kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I meet again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart.
When we can expect showers. sometimes even downpours. But spring will bring the torrents, and there's not very much we can do about it. I know it's most annoying to the ladies. It's got to be. The housewives, of course. The kids tracking in mud, coming home soaking wet. But if you want sunshine, you must have showers. From the song, Pennies from Heaven. Got to put up with it, you see.
Well, Bing, do you have a word of encouragement? A look on the bright side for the girls? Something that would make them feel a little better about this whole mess?
Ah, yes, I do, Ken. And I'm so glad that you cued me into it. I'd just like to tell the ladies that no matter how annoying the weather may be, they're just lucky that they don't live in the wettest place in the world.
The wettest place in the world?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Which ocean is that, the Atlantic or the Pacific?
No, it's no ocean, Ken. I mean the wettest place on land in the world.
Let's see. Under what waterfall might that be? Niagara?
No, the wettest place in the world, Ken, is a town in India. A town called Cherrapunji. A
town called Cherrapunji,
yes,
huh?
Sir, that's the place where precipitation is just, well, it's the wildest. It's unbelievable. Fantastic.
How much rain to get there, Bing?
Hold on to something, Ken. Brace yourself. This is quite a figure. The average rainfall is 458 inches a year.
Goodness gracious.
Even the ducks beef about the weather there.
The duck can take just so much, I guess.
Yeah, they crack up even as you and I.
What's that?
Did they quack up?
I thought that's what you said. Now, about this rainfall in Cherrapunji, what was that average again?
458 inches a year. Just for comparison, so you get some idea, the average in New York is 42 inches a year.
Well, just like in New York, it isn't waning Wayne, you know. It's waning
Wireless. Yeah, tell that to the bus.
Well.
I wonder how an umbrella factory would go in Cherrapunji, huh?
An umbrella factory? Thing you couldn't lose.
Have to get a load of
that. And little galoshes for the ducks, that'd be good, too.
Well, anyhow, I just thought, you know, girls, I thought you might like to know that no matter how wet it is around your diggings, somewhere else it's raining harder. A lot harder.
That's a good point, Bing. In other words, it's never so bad, but what it could be worse.
We are just full
just
of little
maxims, accidents,
little epigrams. Mm-hmm. That's the message, the complete message. Now, here's a song for the ladies. A song that is dedicated to the drip, drip, drip of the weather in Cherrapunji.
Rain?
What else? Rain. Let us cuddle while the rain pitter patters on the pane. And we're alone, a chance to while away a dreamy afternoon, a lovely peaceful afternoon. No one can see us. Hooray, it's so cozy in the rain. There's no reason to complain if she's with you. To hold her hand, and then it's time to run you kisses in the rain. Rain, rain. Kissing in the rain. Rain, rain.
You think March will go out like a lamb?
Oh, I can't tell, Rosie. I just really can't tell. But I can tell you a dishwashing detergent that's gentle as a lamb. Gentle Fells.
Gentle, gentle Fells.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know all about that. It's the only dishwashing detergent that contains lanolin D.
And lanolin D is...
Lanolin D is the beauty essence used in the finest creams and lotions to keep hands soft and lovely.
Oh, well, and to have it built right in with your dishwashing detergent, that's quite a convenience.
Oh, you mean the difference between lovely hands or hands that are red, raw, and cracked and sore?
Ooh, sounds like that can be wicked.
Gentle Fells cushions your hands while it washes your dishes. And only Gentle Fells has lanolin D.
And when you use Gentle Fells, glasses and dishes dry sparkling clear.
You don't have to wipe them to get that hand-polished look. Gentle Fells just doesn't leave any spots or stains.
So, on your next trip to the store, remember now, Gentle Fells. F-E-L-S. Fells.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fells for dishes.
And don't forget Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry. The moment has arrived. The moment when we hear from Buddy Cole and his musical demons. How about it, buddy? You ready with something?
Sure, Rosie. Thought we might do Brazil.
What's featured, piano or organ?
Organ. We're going to sample through Brazil.
That's mighty nice country for that sort of caper.
Ain't the best.
Go, bud. Start the samba. Begin the begin or whatever.
You know what I'd love, Rosemary? I'd like you to do a tune for us right now.
I thought that you might sing something, Bing.
Me? Well, what about doing one together?
Oh, a compromise, huh?
Yeah, a compromise. You know, Rosie, that's what life is. Just a series of compromises.
Just got to learn to settle, huh?
Yep, got to do it. Just do the best we can. Sit down, talk things over, and negotiate. Make adjustments.
Steer a middle course.
There's a lot of fussing.
After this, we should choose something smooth.
Got to be smooth.
I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell.
I like your style, say. I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime.
Oh, like my friend. Well, if hearing you, I take rightly. Baby, it's gotta be the first time. You came along to say, I think you're wonderful.
I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
Ja, ja, Gabor.
Oh, yeah. You came along saying, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand.
But we may just be wrong.
Rosie, if you don't mind, I think I'll climb back into my hammock. Would you sing something soothing?
I'm just delighted to do it. How's this?
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? How will I pull through? I knew
going home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your charm is just so unforgivable. You're made to marvel at and words to that effect. What is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
Bye for now, folks.
Certainly hope you listen again, ladies and gentlemen. Adios.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.